Blog Talk Radio.
Stay connected with the Christian Whistleblower at www.christianwhistleblower.com. On Facebook, follow Jeffrey Darty and Jeffrey Darty Show, and on Twitter at NC Kabbalah. Visit ChristianWhistleblower.com today to learn how to create yourself and to live the life you'll love.
Well, good morning. This is Jeffrey Darty, the Christian Whistleblower, starting things off well by playing the closing music at the beginning of the show. Thanks to Cliff, anyway. Hit the wrong button. Ah, well, what are you going to do? It's Monday. It's early on Monday morning, and, well, I'll just give myself a pass on that one. But that information is good. That information is right. I do invite you to visit my website at www.christianwhistleblower.com. You can also go to jeffreydarty.com. Available in both spots. We have a lot of great things going on the site. I have two new books out there, Apostle Paul Antichrist, as well as the Diamond New Testament, which is the first presentation of the New Testament in its chronological order. Both of those are available as books and also available as ebooks as well. You also take a look there at the Plastic Jesus Tour. We're doing our best to get out on the road, asking for a little bit of help from you, if at all possible. And we also have the Religion Watch Daily there on the website. And that's a compilation of religious news throughout the world. And it's not necessarily, if you see it on there, doesn't mean I endorse it. I mean, there's weird stuff on there. There's crazy stuff on there. There's sad stuff on there. And there's also just some good information. If you look at today's offerings, we have Lithia 2015, which is the summer solstice, a nice article there about how non-pagans and pagans alike welcome in the summer solstice. The summer solstice actually arrived in the northern hemisphere yesterday, brought us the longest day of the year. You know, it means a lot of extra light for festivities. It's also considered sacred by many pagans and also by many Wiccans around the world who celebrate the solstice along with some other yearly holidays. And if nothing else, it's a nice reminder that we can open up our lives and allow more light to enter in. And yesterday I made it a point to go out and, you know, lie down on the earth, get some sun, take in some rays, and that's, you know, a sad excuse for welcoming in Lithia or the summer solstice. But at any rate, a nice article there about that. Interesting article about, do even atheists intuitively believe in a creator? There's new research suggesting that the natural world as purposely created is the default setting in human beings. And of course, interesting stuff like sweet baby Jesus beer pulled from the shelves, a Cleveland-based grocery store yanked a popular beer after one too many customers. We'd have to thank good Christian customers complained about the name of the beer, sweet baby Jesus. Of course, first thing I'm asking is, if you're a real Christian, why are you on the beer aisle anyway? And what do you care about the name of the beer? But it's just funny stuff. And part of it not so funny, because that beer is far and wide the leading selling beer from this small, independently owned brewery. And, of course, losing that account from that big grocery store can't help them. On a more serious note, and a very interesting note, I could probably spend a whole show talking about this, but I won't. Nationwide exorcism prompts warnings for what's believed to be the first time ever in Mexico an exorcism was performed to chase demons out of an entire nation. Interesting. Of course, this creates a lot of alarm from people that are religious and are believe in and are afraid of demons, and they are not in Mexico, so they're afraid that Mexico's dumping its demons onto the rest of us. If you'd like to hear what I think about demons, there's a great teaching that I did. It's on, I know it's in the YouTube, and the YouTube link is on my site. I don't know if we've done it yet on the Christian Whistleblower, but take a look at that. And here's something that I really wanted to bring out as we roll into our show today. American confidence in religion hits a new low. And, of course, those of you that are listening in the UK, welcome to you. I see we have a lot of listeners even in the Ukraine, South Africa, the UK, Mexico, New Zealand, Australia. So glad to see you. And I hope that you'll put up with me when I have these little lapses into Americanism. But Americans' confidence in religion has hit a new low. And, of course, we're just coming to where a lot of the rest of the Western world is. I guess they call it post-Christian. A lot of people have seen through what we're just now beginning to see through. And American confidence in organized religion, as measured, has never been lower, according to a new Gallup poll survey. Which brings me to my point today about the dancing bear of Antioch. And we ask, who is the dancing bear of Antioch? Well, we're going to get to that. And, of course, the question is, why do you even do this thing called the Christian Whistleblower? I've been asked that. I've been had that screamed at me. And, you know, there's no real short answer, but there is a very easy answer. And I ask people, as I'm enjoying my fresh daily coffee, of course, this is the Fresh Daily Show, brought to you by Fresh Daily Coffee Company, Coffee and Skateboard, FreshDailyCo.com. But did Edward Snowden, why did Edward Snowden do what he did? Did he do it because he hated the United States of America? Or did he do it because he loved the United States of America? And that's kind of the question I throw back at them. And I think he did it, if you believe his words. He did it because he loved the United States of America. He did it because he loved the American way of life. He did it because he loved the American ideal of freedom. And he did it because he knew that the people were being controlled in a way that they were unaware of. And why the Christian Whistleblower? Well, for very similar reasons. Not because of a hatred of the divine, not because of a hatred of the Galilean or the man from Nazareth, but actually from the opposite of that, from a conviction that people have been lied to, cheated on, and are under a control matrix, and that it needs to be exposed. Actually, for 2,000 years, ignorance has been the currency of Christianity. That is keeping us in ignorance. And ignorance doesn't mean that you're stupid. Ignorance means that you lack knowledge. And for 2,000 years, the Christian church has taken advantage of a lack of knowledge. They have leveraged a lack of knowledge, and they've actually built their empire on a lack of knowledge, a lack of information. And for many of those 2,000 years, it was a lack of available information. I mean, think about it. Back in the year 1, 2, 3, 4, all of that at the beginning of, let's say, the time as we measure it, and Yeshua or Jesus showing up in the mid 30s, there wasn't a whole lot of ways to disseminate information back in those days. And even as you come down, through the centuries, it wasn't until arguably, maybe the 16th, 17th, 18th century that knowledge and information began to be disseminated at all. And the church has leveraged this ignorance. They have leveraged this lack of knowledge, and it has served them well. But their power base was built on the fact that literacy, learning, access to information was severely restricted. Now, today, we read over and over, if you look at a Religion Watch daily on a regular basis, if you listen to me on a regular basis, you will see and hear reports of this are replete. Americans are giving up on Christianity. Americans are fleeing Christianity. And it's just not Americans. It is pandemic, one would say, throughout Western world. And the question becomes, why is Christianity failing? And I've got news for you, folks. It's not because of the gays. It's not because of right of marriage type legislation. It's not because of the liberals. It's not because of, what's her name, Caitlyn Jenner, I guarantee you that. It is not because of the Muslims. It's not because of any of those things. It is not because of the gays, even though Christianity wants to blame it on the gays. It's not because of the liberals, even though Christianity wants to blame it on the liberals. It's not because of the Muslims, even though Christianity wants to blame it on the Muslims. Christianity is failing. Christianity is coming apart at the seams because ignorance is in great decline. The currency of the realm, if you will, of Christianity has always been ignorance. Christianity has been so powerful because people have not had access to information outside of that Christian worldview. The control matrix of the mind that has been thrown over us has been tremendously effective for, these 2,000 years. But now, this thing called the internet has come along and has become ubiquitous in Western society. It's not only is it in every house, now you can take it with you on your smartphones. And, you know, it is unfortunate that most people walk around looking at their hand and texting and doing whatever else they do. But the good news is that ignorance is going by the wayside. Ignorance is being replaced by a great access to information. The internet has opened up the vaults of information. The internet is making information available as never before. And Yeshua, you call him Jesus. We'll get to the reasons why I don't as we continue on our merry way here, coming to you every day for a half an hour, at least every weekday. Maybe even on the weekends we're talking about that. But Yeshua said that you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. A lot of people like to forget the beginning of that verse, and they just say, the truth will set you free. Well, that's not true. And Yeshua didn't say the truth will set you free. You will know the truth, he said, and the truth will set you free. The implication's clear. It's only the truth you know that sets you free. And today, we are able to know information like never before, never ever in the history of our time as a species have we been able to know information, know knowledge, know truth in terms of this quote by Yeshua. And because we are knowing, because we are learning, it is setting us free. And Yeshua says, free indeed. And I would say a hearty amen or affirmation to that. So the Christian whistleblower, why? The Christian whistleblower, what? I mean, what is the whistle being blown on? Let me be clear. Let me be frank. The whistle is not being blown on Jesus. Well, it kind of is, but we'll get into that later. The whistle's not being blown on Yeshua. I have no problems whatsoever with the man from Nazareth, whatever you call him. In fact, I get asked this a lot, and I'll just say it to you for everyone to hear on worldwide radio. I am a follower. I would call myself a devoted follower of the teachings of Yeshua. I try to live my life, guide my life, by those principles, and I've actually dedicated my life to spreading those principles. I'm about to jump into an RV and go all over the United States to talk about those principles. I've been asked to come to South Africa to do so, and by some folks in the UK. Well, I can't even get myself out of Florida right now, folks. But anyway, we'll continue to work on that, because we're not worried, we're not upset, but we are trying to work and expand and grow. So we are not blowing the whistle on Yeshua. I have no problems with Yeshua. I dedicate my life to Yeshua. I believe his doctrine. I believe his teachings. And I believe his ways, his truths, lead us to life and life more abundantly. I'm not against the Bible. I do happen to be against the King James Version for reasons that will become abundantly clear. So I'm against it. The whistle's being blown on the King James Version, not on the Bible. The whistle's being blown on Christianity, not on Yeshua. The real reason, what the whistle's really being blown on, is the fact that the Apostle Paul, who was never called an apostle by anyone other than himself, look that up. You won't find him being called an apostle by anyone else in Scripture other than himself. Well, there is one exception in Revelation chapter 2, verse number 2. He's called a false apostle, but in no place is he called an apostle. He was a self-appointed apostle, and he created a new faith with Rome's help and support, a new faith that co-opted the original Yeshua movement, and created this guy called Jesus, who's really the dancing bear of that movement. If you don't know what a dancing bear is, look it up on the internet. It's basically a logo or a motto. They call them the word's escaping me right now. But, you know, those furry guys that dress up at the baseball games, mascot. That's the word I was looking for. Jesus is a creation. He's a mascot of Christianity, which was created by Paul, which is a new faith, and it was created and perpetuated with Rome's help and support. And frankly, if you want to be a part of that faith, that's your business. I'm not here to tell you can't do it. What I am here to do is to make you, help you realize, to give you information to roll back ignorance of the fact that there is a faith created by Yeshua, and there is a faith created by Paul. They are mutually exclusive, and you can't follow both of them. You have to pick one. And what qualifies me to be a Christian whistleblower? You know, to be a whistleblower, you really have had to have been a true believer. You have to be somebody that was dedicated, somebody that was on the inside of something. Let me give you just a little bit of information about me. For 20 years, I was a licensed minister with three of the largest Protestant denominations in the world. For 20 years, I served as a full-time preacher, most of that time as an evangelist. That's the guy that goes from church to church to church. I had an opportunity to preach all over Europe when I was a member of the United States Air Force, working over there through a missionary fellowship with the Assemblies of God. I had a chance to go literally from coast to coast and border to border in the United States. I've had an opportunity to go to some other places as well. So, you know, for 20 years, I made my life the preaching of Paul's gospel. For 20 years, I made my living by preaching and teaching and counseling. I pastored a few churches as well. So I did all of that stuff. And folks, if you know anything about religion, you know that the Pentecostal evangelist, which is what I was, the Pentecostal evangelist is kind of the SS of Christianity. It's kind of the equivalent of it's the Protestant equivalent of the Jesuits. The Pentecostal evangelists are the hardcore, conservative, lock and load, blow in, blow up, and blow out. They are the hardcore stormtroopers, if you will, of the Christian church. So I wasn't just a Christian. I wasn't just a preacher. I was a Pentecostal evangelist. I was one of the hardcore dudes talking about, you know, my job was to go to a church to get people saved, quote unquote, to get people baptized in the Holy Spirit, quote unquote, to heal people, to cast out demons. That's what I did. That's what I was known for. If you bring Jeffrey Daugherty to your church, he's going to get everybody fired up. He's going to get everybody saved, going to cast out a lot of devils and do a lot of healing as well. I mean, things like a big, huge goiter, football size, falling off of a woman's neck and disintegrating before it hit the ground. Things like a witch doctor floating in the air and then crashing down to the ground, knocking the wind out of himself. We'll talk about those things more in the future. But I was a guy who was deep, deep, deep into Christianity. I often say that I sold my soul to Christianity, and I did. I sold my youth for sure to Christianity, and I was the truest of true believers. And to be totally frank with you, I left Christianity kicking and screaming. Didn't want to go, didn't want to leave, but could not continue to live with myself anymore and just had to go. And some of you, as you listen to what I'm saying, read what I've written, watch the video versions of what I've done, this is going to start hitting you, the same things that hit me, and perhaps against your will. Reminds me of the Star Trek episode, Next Generation. I'm not really a Next Generation guy. I'm a Captain Kirk guy. But there was an episode where I guess Data got himself a motion chip installed. And I remember he's in the bar. I guess they called it 10 Forward. And Whoopi Goldberg, whatever her character was called, Guinan, I think, gives him a drink. He drinks it. And, you know, screws up his face and says, "Oh, that is revolting." Tasted something for the first time. It was revolting. And she says, "Would you like some more?" He says, "Please." And unfortunately, that's sometimes the way people react to the message of the Christian whistleblower. You hear it. You hate it. You want to run from it. It's revolting, but yet it strikes a chord in your heart. And you say, "More, please." I fought it for years. I fought it for at least 20 years. I remember sitting on my living room floor. This was back before the internet became ubiquitous. Books spread out literally all over an entire living room floor. Greek interlinears, Hebrew interlinears, commentaries, you know, 10 or 12 versions of the Bible. Greek studies, Hebrew studies, and just sitting there with all of these books, poring over all of this information, innumerable hours in search, innumerable hours in research, and I was fighting it, but yet everywhere I looked for proof of it being wrong, I found more proof of it being right. And I came to realize, after many hours, after many tears, after many probably less than Christian words being uttered, that it took all of that to get me to the place where I could see the matrix. Now, I started that search because I knew that something was wrong. Something flipped inside me that said, "Ooh, wait a minute, this isn't right." And many of you are at that place that I was in regards to organized religion. It might be Christianity, Protestantism, Catholicism, it might be Judaism, it might even be Islam. You're at that place where you're, something just isn't right. I'm from the South in the United States. We would say it sticks in your craw. I don't know if y'all have craws over in the UK and South Africa and the Ukraine, but you know what I mean. It's just something that doesn't sit right with you, something that you know intuitively, ooh, that's not right. It's that hot feeling in your chest, but you don't allow yourself to see it. You don't allow yourself to look at it. At least I didn't. I kept it to myself for a long, long time. I had a glimpse of the Matrix. I knew that something was wrong. I knew I wasn't being told the truth. I knew that reality was being distorted, but I would not look at it fully. To continue the Matrix analogy, I took a lot of blue pills, and I don't mean Viagra. I mean blue pills in the Matrix sense of the word. I took a lot of those blue pills that just put me back to sleep and allowed me to wake up and pretend like nothing happened for another day. But sooner or later, your integrity gets strong enough. Sooner or later, that voice gets loud enough. Sooner or later, you lay awake enough nights. Sooner or later, you disgust yourself enough times when you look in the mirror and you realize that you claim to be a person of truth, a person of integrity, a person of objectivity, and sooner or later, you can no longer take the lies, you no longer can run, you no longer can hide. And folks, you may take a lot of blue pills for a lot of years, but I'm here to tell you this. It only takes one red pill. So is today the day you open up? Say ah. Put the red pill in your mouth and swallow it. Well, that's up to you. Tomorrow we're going to take a look at the beginnings. When did the Yeshua movement begin? When did Christianity begin? And we're going to look at the New Testament. And I want to leave you with a question. The New Testament is a compilation of 27 books. They were actually letters, but it's a compilation of 27 books. And the way that we have it today, the order in which we have it today, is completely 100% jumbled up. The order the books were written and published in is not the order in which we have them today in the King James Version, which I call the King James Diversion. Why would that be? Why would you jumble up the order of a book historically? Ponder that until tomorrow, when we're going to look at the Dancing Bear of Antioch and the beginnings of the Yeshua movement and the beginnings of Christianity, get a little more into the New Testament itself on the Fresh Daily Show. Between now and then, I invite you to visit me on www.jeffreydaugherty.com or christianwhistleblower.com. You can find our books there. You can find a archive of all of our media stuff, for lack of a better word, radio, video. It's all there for you. You can find out about the Plastic Jesus Tour, and you can find out more about yours truly. So until tomorrow, when we hope to see you again, I'm Jeffrey Daugherty, the Christian Whistleblower, and I'm wishing you peace and light.
Stay connected with the Christian Whistleblower at www.christianwhistleblower.com. On Facebook, follow Jeffrey Daugherty and Jeffrey Daugherty Show, and on Twitter at NC Kabbalah. Visit christianwhistleblower.com today to learn how to create yourself and to live the life you'll love.